Ramen Hey Omid Aleph, the bottom, last line. Bo Mine Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Mi Rebbe. Shimon, the son of Rebbe, asked Rebbe the following shayla. Patsile Tmara, Reb Shimon Mahu. Rashi says, Patsile Tmara, Tmarim Hanilkotim Kodim Bishulan. They are dates that you harvest before they're totally ripe. The Konsin Osam Besalim, Shosim Lulavim, and you put them into baskets that you make out of the leaves of Lulav, the Hemis Bashlos Me'aleim, and then they ripen in those baskets. Now Lecho Mehem Kodim Bishulan. Are you allowed to eat them? You change your mind, you decide to eat them when they're not so ripe. Are you allowed to eat them or not? Are they Muktzah or not? Mimoda Bohem de Muktzah Sanke Grogros de Tzimukim Olo. Are they similar to Grogros de Tzimukim? We said with a person put them away to dry them out, and they become inedible in a time that what's it called that that they're drying out. Before they dry out, they become mias. So a person basically took his mind off of them for that time. If he changes his mind and he decides that he wants to eat them, they are muktzah. So that's Grogros and Simukim. So are these the same thing? Since Lamaisa, they're not ripe, and therefore you really didn't have in mind that you're going to eat them until they're ripe. You've changed your mind. You decide to eat them before they become ripe. Are they mukts or not? Are they considered, are they similar to Grogros and Simukim according to Reb Shimon or not? Omer Lei, so Rebbe told him, Ein mukts al Reb Shimon al Grogros and Simukim bilvad. That Reb Shimon only holds of mukta where you have both things, at least by food. There are other muktas that Reb Shimon holds of, but in these kinds of things, by food, Reb Shimon needs two things. One is that dachya biyadayim, that you actively took it out of your mind, like the grogros of simukim, where you designated them to dry out, and also that there's a stage at which you become inedible. That those two things are necessary. But here, you didn't actively take it out of your mind, right? So even though they're not 100% edible now, but lamaisa, you didn't, you weren't dachya biyadayim, you didn't designate them specifically to put away, not to eat, and therefore, what's it called, they're okay. Rashi, ela begrogros etzimukim deikatarte. There's two things wrong. The dachinu biyadayim, you pushed them out of your mind actively, below chazu, and also there's a stage where they're not fit for eating. Okay, so Mara says, Varebi Leslie Mukta, what's it called? Rashi says, Varebi Leslie Mukta, the Kosolka Daita, the Gemara understands now, Midboy Mine, Aliba de Rebbe Shimon, Alma, Maliba de Rebbe Shimon, Alma, Havishmiale Miavua, the Karebi Shimon Svirale, since Rebbe's son, Reb Shimon, asked him, according to Reb Shimon, and the Machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, about Muktzah, right? He asked him to clarify Reb Shimon's position. He must have known that his father holds like Reb Shimon. So that's what the Gemara thinks now, that since the question was asked according to Reb Shimon, Mestama, Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon. So he doesn't hold like Reb Yehuda, and he doesn't hold of most Muktzah. Is that true? The Rebbe doesn't hold of most Muktzah? Basnan, we have a Mishnah where we see that Rebbe holds of Muktzah, holds of Rebbe Yehuda, not like Reb Shimon. Ein mashkin v'shochtin es hamidborios, avol mashkin v'shochtin es habaisos. On Yontif, you're not allowed to give to drink. Before they shechted an animal, they gave it to drink a lot of water, because then the hides were easier to flay. It's easier to flay the skins off an animal after it's drunk a lot of water before it was killed. So you're not allowed to give the animal to drink and then shecht it. The main thing over here is the shechting. You can't shecht an animal that's left to graze in the desert, because you didn't have that animal in mind to shecht before Yom Tov, because it was basically grazing in the wild. So even though now Yom Tov comes and you decide you want to use this wild grazing animal for Shechita, it was muktzah, right? Because even though it wasn't not usable, but lamaisa, you didn't have it in mind to shecht it, that's considered muktzah, according to Reb Yehuda, we'll see. But you're allowed to give to drink and to shech baisos, the more domesticated, the home grazing, the ones that graze at home. Because those you had in mind, those you had in your mind, that if you'll need them, you'll shech them. The Tanya and the Braisa explain which are eluhein midbarios, what are considered wild grazing, desert grazing animals, kol sheyotzeis bepesach v'nichnosos b'reviyah. All those that they let go free and graze freely from Pesach till Cheshvan. Right, the whole summer, they're out grazing wild. Baisos, what are considered home grazing ones, kol sheyotzeis v'ros chutz l'tchum, ubos v'lonos besochatchum. Any animal that they let go out outside the tchum and graze, but it comes home every night to stay in the corral. So therefore, since every night the thing comes home, your mind is on it to shecht it. The ones that are out in the wild for months at a time, right, those you don't have your mind on. Rebbe Omer, that's what the Tanakhama says. Rebbe says, Elu ve'elu baisos. Even the ones that are sent out into the wild for the whole summer, they're considered home grazing ones. Because Lamaisi, have your mind on those two. The Eluhein Midbarios, which one of the ones are considered desert grazing that you can't shech them? Kol Sheroos Be'efer, the Einichnosus Liyishuv Lobia Mosacham of Lomisacham, the ones that you leave out in the desert or leave out in the wild, both in the summer and in the winter. You never expect them to come back. When you want to get them, you go get them. But otherwise, they're grazing wild the whole year. So the Maisa, what's it called? You see that Rebbe holds that it's still, he explains what are midbarios and baisos, but he holds that you can't shecht midbarios. You can't shecht animals that you didn't have in mind to shecht before Yontif. They're muksa. So he holds not like Reb Shimon, he holds like Reb Yehuda. So Mar says, Ibo Yiseima, Honi Nomi Ki Grogos V'tzimukim Damya. Since they are out of your grasp, so it's like Grogos and Tzimukim. Just like Grogros and Simukim, you actively take them out of your mind from eating them on Shabbos because you have designated them for drying out, and you know in the drying out process there's a time when they become inedible, so therefore you're what's it called, same thing over here. You send these out to graze in the desert, and they're very difficult to get. That's like being inedible, right? They're out of your reach. And also, you've designated them to graze, not to shech. So therefore, they're similar to Grogros and Simukim, and even Reb Shimon would hold that these are mukta. That's one answer. The boyseima l'dvarav the Reb Shimon ka'amar le v'leilo svira le. Another answer is that the Rebbe and his son Reb Shimon wanted to clarify what would Reb Shimon would hold in the case of patsile tamara, but they don't hold like that. They just for what's it called, for academics knowledge, what would Reb Shimon hold? That's all. Could be, since we said that you can rely on Reb Shimon, the Shasatchak, could be, right? Therefore, they wanted to know what Reb Shimon would hold, that in case there came a Shasatchak, you could rely on Reb Shimon in that kind of case. So it wasn't totally not Halacha, but they didn't hold it Reb Shimon in normal cases. The boy same a third answer. L'divreim derabbanan ka'amar lahu. What's it called? Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon, and that's why Reb Shimon, his son, asked him the question according to Rebbe Shimon. But over here, in the case of the midbarios and the baisos, it's not that he holds like that you can only shech the baisos and not the midbarios. He holds you can shech the midbarios too, but he was answering the rabbanan. He says, you who hold like Reb Yehuda, who hold that you can only shecht the home grazing ones, but not the desert grazing ones, and you define the desert grazing ones as the ones that are out the whole summer, that I disagree with you, right? The desert grazing ones are the ones that are out all year, not the ones that are out all summer. But I don't hold like that altogether. I hold you can shecht either of them. But you who hold you can only shecht the ones that are home grazing, right? You're making a mistake, and the home grazing ones are not only the ones that are, come home every day, even the ones that, that come home during the winter, that's good enough. L'didi, lesli mukta klal. I don't hold this kind of mukta at all, and I hold you can shecht any animal, even the grazing ones. L'didchu, but you who hold of mukta, Oldulimis at least admit to me the hecha the yotzes b'pesach and ichnosos b'reviya the baisos ninu, that the animals that go out on Pesach and come back during the rainy season, those are still considered home grazing. Your mind is still on them and not desert grazing. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan answered, Omrilay, lo midbarius ninu. No, those animals are considered desert grazing, since for 6 months you don't see them, you don't have any connection with them, it's considered like you took your mind off of them for Shrita. Okay, Shirashi. Mashkin, derech lahashkos behema lifnei Shrita, shetehe nocha lahavshit. The minig was to give an animal to drink before you shechted it, so the hide would be easy to take off. Hamidbarios, habraisos. Those are the outside ones. Berevia v'marcheshven. The revia is in marcheshven. It's the first rains. Be'elu midbarios, kosheros be'efer, v'honey mias asire, alma islei muktzah. It would seem that Rebbe holds that at least those, the ones that never come in, are muktzah. So you see, he holds of muktzah. Iboy say mahani midbarios nami ki grogros dami the dachinu biyadayim v'yesh torach leilich lovim. So one answer is that even Reb Shimon would hold that those kinds of midbarios that you take your mind off completely and they're difficult to go and get are like grogros and smukim. You took your mind off them actively and they are they're similar to the fact that they're that the great rovers smukim are inedible. These are hard to get. The boy same another answer. Ahida batzile tomorrow lidvar of the Rebbe Shimon Komer will the Rebbe lo spirale. Or the question they ask another possible answer. Rebbe really holds a mukta. They were asking about what Reb Shimon holds in a certain case. That was to find out what Reb Shimon held. Not that they held like that lahalacha. And again, possibly I didn't see anybody who says this. But possibly, since we said before that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, b'shas hadchak, so there's an idea to know what Reb Shimon said. Hachi garsinan, omar rabba bar barchan, omar rabbi yochanan, omru halacha for Reb Shimon. Oh, we need to get it. Okay. Let's go on. Omar rabba bar barchan, omar rabbi yochanan, omru halacha for Reb Shimon. Rabba bar barchan said the name Reb Yochanan. They said that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Where it says, umi omar rabbi yochanan hachi, did Reb Yochanan say like that? That the halacha is like Reb Shimon. The haboy minei ahu saba kruya, the amri la sruya, mirab Yochanan. There was an old man who came from Kruya, and some came and said he came from Sruya, the names of places, who asked Reb Yochanan the following shayla. Kina shel tarnigoles, ma l'tutule b'shabbos. Are you allowed to move a chicken's nest on Shabbos? Omar le klum osu yela l'tarnigolin. Right, it's made specifically for the tarnigolin. So therefore, it's muktzah. Since you have it out of your mind not to use it. So the chora, what's it called? Rav Yochanan holds a muktzah. Doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. It says, "Hachem ha'askin and this be'afroach mace." It has a dead chick in it. So therefore, it's as if you pushed it out of your mind completely, because it's as long as a dead chick is in there, it's a basis l'davar ha'aser. So Mar says, "Hanich lemar bara meimar." Mishmei de Rava de Amr Moda Hayer Reb Shimon Balechaim Shemesu Shasurin. That's good according to Mar Barameimar, who said in the name of Rava that Reb Shimon holds of this kind of muktzah too, that living animals that died, right, are what's it called, are muktzah on Shabbos. El Lamar Bereder of Yosef Mishmei de Rava, but according to Mar Bereder of Yosef, who said in the name of Rava, the Amr Cholok Hayer Reb Shimon Afilu Balechaim Shemesu Shem Mutarim. That Reb Shimon holds that even dead animals are not muktzah on Shabbos. So what difference does it make if there's a dead chick in the nest? Still shouldn't make it muktzah according to Reb Shimon. And if Reb Yochanan held that it's muktzah, must be he holds like Reb Yehuda, not Reb Shimon. Ma'ikal meima, hocham ma'yaskinim b'di'is be'beya. No, it has an egg that was laid on Shabbos, and that's nolad. And Reb Shimon holds of nolad, right? That's what we think now. Even though Reb Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah in many cases, but he holds of Nolan. Something that was born or formed on Shabbos or Yontif is Muktzah, even according to Reb Shimon. Zemora says, that can't be. The Homer of Nachman, man de isle Muktzah, isle Nolad, the lesle Muktzah, lesle Nolad. The Gemara says in the beginning of Beya that the one who holds of Muktzah holds of Nolad, and if you don't hold of Muktzah, you don't hold of Nolad either. That Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Nolad either. So why would an egg that was laid on Shabbos which is no lud, be any worse than any other muktzah according to Rav Shimon. And therefore, it still shouldn't be muktzah. So when Rav Yochanan said that the nest was muktzah, he must be going according to Rav Yehuda, not according to Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, where there's a dead chick in it, or a live egg that was, what's it called, laid on Shabbos, still shouldn't be muktzah. Well, it says, Ki Asa Rav Yitzel Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, Halacha Rav Yehuda. When, what's it called, when Rav Yitzchak came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Halacha Sakal like Rav Yehuda. Skipped. The Islay Beit Sosef Ruach. There is an egg that is going to hatch. Okay? And therefore, that even according to Rav Shimon is Mukta. See one second. Why? Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Let's skip where Rashi is. Amru b'nei ha-yeshiva, Sruya Kruya al-shei mekoma. Shaila, where he came from. Sruya or Kruya. Kluma osi loshen tashmish. Right? It's set aside. It's used. Is it used? It's not made for that. Is it used for anything else except the tarnagol, and therefore it's muktza. El tarnagol, milka chavale malachto le'isr. The osir, alma isle muktza. The whole purpose of this nest is for the sake of the tarnagol, and the tarnagol is muktza, so the whole nest is muktza. Or it says, no, the isbe afroach meis. It's not because it's malachto le'isr, because it's made for the tarnagol. It's because there's a dead chick in it. The lochazi lemechel, and that's not edible. Uleklavim nami lochazi. You don't even feed it to dogs. Dead little dead birds, chicks. You don't feed to dogs. The afagav dom Reb Shimon mechatkenes navei lefnei aklavim. Even though Reb Shimon holds that an animal that died on Shabbos, you're allowed to feed it to the dogs, and it's not muktzah. Even though in erev Shabbos you didn't have in mind that you're going to feed it to dogs, but that's where exactly what Reb Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah, right? You didn't have to have it in mind. Even if you didn't have it in mind. But now it's fit for that, now you can use it for that. So an animal that was alive Erev Shabbos, which you didn't have in mind to feed to the dogs, and it died on Shabbos, you're allowed to feed it to the dogs. Hani mile b'mesukenis. That's only where Erev Shabbos, it already was, what's it called, deathly ill, and therefore you had in mind that it could die. Therefore it's not muktzah. Of a bri alone, but even Rav Shimon holds that the animal is 100% healthy Erev Shabbos, and you really didn't have in mind to feed it to a dog, and it couldn't be fed to a dog when it was alive, right? The lohavi daite me esmo leklovin. You didn't have in mind from at all Erev Shabbos that you should feed it to the dogs. V'hai efroach shemeis b'Shabbos nomi lohavi daite me esmo leklovin. And therefore, when the chick died on Shabbos, you didn't have in mind you could feed it to a dog. But you didn't have in mind Erev Shabbos to feed it to a dog, because it was a healthy little chick, or it wasn't there, or it must have been there, because I was nolad. Right? So it must have been there, but it was healthy before Shabbos. And therefore, even what's it called, Rav Shimon would hold that that's muktzah. So where it says, Ha nichol amar do omer mo do hay Rav Shimon. The apagav do omer mechad kenar veil tnei haklovim ha nimil shukenis. The daite olay meesmo leklovim. Ava mo do hu bebalei chayim. Kolom rebibriyim. Shemei su shasurim. That's good according to the one who says, that we skipped all of this. Yeah. Right. We skipped this. Let's say in the Gemara. Hanich lamar bar meimer mishmei de rov. Domer moldoy rav shimon vali chaim shemei su shasurim. That's good according to mar bar meimer, who said in the name of Rava that Rav Shimon agrees that living animals that died on Shabbos are osur. If they weren't already sick Erev Shabbos. If they were 100% healthy, then a person didn't have in mind that he's going to feed them to dogs. So then they're muktzah even according to Rav Shimon. So therefore, if it has a dead chick in it, which was healthy Erev Shabbos, that's muktzah. Ela lamar bered Rav Yosef, mishmei the Rava. To omer cholukai Rav Shimon afilu abali chayim shemei su shem mutarim, ma'ikal ameimer. But according to mar bered Rav Yosef, who said that Rav Shimon argues, and holds that even a 100% healthy animal, Erev Shabbos, that died on Shabbos, is not muktzah. So here also, this Efroah should not be muktzah, should feed it to dogs. Right? So Morris says that it's talking where it has a bay, Rashi. Ma'ika l'meimer, ha'chazi l'klavim. L'maisa, it's what's it called, it's fit for dogs. Ispa beta, shenolda hayom. It has an egg that was laid today on Shabbos. Umoda Reb Shimon min Olad. And we think now that Reb Shimon, even though he doesn't hold the Mutzah, but he holds of Nolad. The Homer of Nachman, Bishmaisa Kamaisa the Beitza, the first Sugya in Beitza, the Gemara concludes that the one who holds a Mukzah holds of Nolad, and the one who doesn't hold the Mukzah doesn't hold of Nolad either. Where it says, the Eats of Beitza Sefroach, the Kelev lo Ochelo Mishum Klipa. So Rashi says that a dog won't eat a egg with a chick in it because of the, what's it called, the shell. Okay? Tosa says, I don't understand. What's it called? You can always take the shell off, right? It's still usable, right? Even though it's not usable without taking the shell off. So Tosa says that since there is a chick in it, it's like grogros at smukim. You totally, actively get it out of your mind, right? And it's totally inedible the way that it is, when it's just forming, right? It's not kosher yet. So therefore, it's like the grogros of smukim that you actively take out of your mind, and it's inedible, and therefore, what's it called, even Reb Shimon would hold its mukzah. But Rashi says the reason it's mukzah does not fit the feet to a dog because of the shell. Okay. Tosus, interesting Tosus over here. Tosus says, it says there's a dead chick in it. When it says a live chick, live chicks are also mukzah, not only dead chicks. He says, some bring a raya from here that living animals are not muktzah on Shabbos because you can give them to a child to play with. Right? When a kid's crying, give him a nice living bird to play with. They're not muktzah. They ain't, Sosa says, not true. Right? We find in many cases in Shas that animals are muktzah on Shabbos. And that's the halach. Living animals are muktzah. Even though some people hold that living animals that children can play with, right, are not considered mukta, but we're not somech on that. Halacha, all animals, dogs, cats, birds, are mukta. You can't, what's it called, move them around on Shabbos, can't handle them on Shabbos. The most you can do is take it for a walk, but not push it or whatever, move it itself, let it move by itself. Okay. But there are some who learn from this Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara said it's talking dafka by Ephroach Meis, by a dead, what's it called, Ephroach, that a live one wouldn't be Mukta. But Tosa says not true. Okay. Okay. Ki also Rav Yitzchok Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, Halach Rav Yehuda. When Rav Yitzchok Rav Yosef came, he reported the name Rav Yochanan differently. He said that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Hainu de Omer Rabba bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omru halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. That's what we're, what's it called? Rabba bar Barchana said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that they said in the Beis Medrash, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Who is it they said? Rabbi Yosef, what's it called? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Omru galelo sviralei. They said it, Rav Shua ben Levi said it, but he doesn't hold like that. Rav Yochanan didn't hold like that. Rav Yochanan held halachas like Rav Yehuda. But they said in the name of Rav Shimon, that they reported, that there were those, Rav Shua ben Levi, who said the name, and said that halachas like Rav Shimon. Omer le Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, the atlo tizbara de Rav Yochanan Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef was the one who said, in the name of Rav Yochanan, halachas like Rav Shimon. Right? So he said, don't you hold that Rabbi Yochanan himself held like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, and they just reported that in the Beis Medrash there was someone who said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, but not that Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. Or Rabbi Abba v'Rav Asi, iklu lebei Rabbi Abba de min Chayfa, right? Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Asi went to the house of Rabbi Abba de min Chayfa on, what's it called, on Shabbos. V'nofa menartal glime de Rabbi Asi, and a menorah fell over on the coat of Rabbi Asi, v'lo tiltla, and he didn't move it. He didn't move the menorah. My timer, lav mishum de Rav Asi talmid Rav Yochanan have, wasn't it because Rav Asi was a talmid of Yochanan, but Rav Yochanan k'Rav Yehuda sviralei dislei muktzah, and he held the menorah was muktzah. That a menorah that what's it called that was lit on what's it called on Shabbos is muktzah, right? Even though it's not burning now, not like Rav Shimon that a menorah that was lit on Shabbos but it's not burning now is not muktzah. So, Mistami, you see that Rav Asi, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, held like Rabbi Yehuda, Mistami's Rebbe held like Rabbi Yehuda too. Omerlei menartaka amras. You're talking about a menorah? We're not talking about a lamp now. We're talking about a menorah, right? A big menorah. Menarta shani, a menorah is different. Even Rav Shimon holds a menorah is mukta, not for the reason that it's a klisha malachto le'isr, but for another reason. The Omer of Acha bar Chanina, Omer of Asi, Hora Reish Lakish, Bitsidon, menorah hanitelus biyodo achas mutter. If it's a small menorah that you can carry in one hand, it's mutter. Then it has the same halacha of the lamp. And then Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it never was used, then it's not mukta. Right, and what's it called? And Rav Shimon holds that even if it was used on Shabbos, or if it was used before Shabbos, Rav Yehuda also is not muktzah. It's only muktzah if it had been burning on Shabbos, then it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos, according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon holds even if it was burning on Shabbos, and it goes out, it's not muktzah. That's a lamp made out of metal or a small menorah. Same halach. We're talking about metal things now. Not, earthenware things. Earthenware things of Yehuda holds that if it was ever used during the week, it becomes mias, and it's muktzah machmas mias. Right? So earthenware candles are muktzah even if they were burnt once during the week. Metal ones are only muktzah if they were lit on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, neither of them are muktzah. And a small menorah has the same halacha of a metal lamp. But if it's a menorah that you can only carry with two hands, so big that you can only carry with two hands, right, it's aser. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Anu ein lanu ela b'ner, Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the only thing that Rabbi Shimon holds you're allowed to, what's it called, to move on Shabbos, is a ner, is a lamp. Aval menorah, bein nitla b'yodo achas, bein nitla b'shtey, but once it's a menorah, whether you can carry it with one hand or dafka have to carry it in two hands, even Rav Shimon holds a menorah is muktzah no matter what. Also a tautla. The time of why is the difference between a menorah and a lamp? Why does Rav Shimon hold that a metal lamp, you can be metautla no matter what? And a menorah made out of metal, you can't be metautla at all. Rav of Rav Yosef, Damri Tarmayu, so Rav and Rav Yosef explain what the difference is. Hoel v'odem koveya l'mokom. Because a menorah, you don't have in mind to move. Right, you leave it in one place. It's a heavy thing, and if it's not so, right, it's a heavy thing, and you put it down in one place, and you leave it there. So you take it out of your mind, according to Rav Shimon, even according to Rav Shimon, it's muktzah. Omerle Abayel Rav Yosef, that can't be the reason, because you, keep it in one place, you don't have in mind to move it, that's why it's muktzah according to Rav Shimon. The harekilas chasonim, the adam koveya lo makom. A kilos chasonim is a canopy. A canopy over a bed that's not an ohel. What they used to, kilos chasonim was like these canopies that go over a bed that are made like a teepee. So the top doesn't have a tefach, so it's not an ohel. An ohel has to have at least 3 inches, 4 inches, a tefach on the top that's horizontal, that what's it called, that makes it an ohel. But if it comes to a point, so there's nothing on the top that's a tefach, then it doesn't have a din of an ohel. Okay, you see Rashi says it. So you're allowed to put it up on Shabbos. The adam koveya l'makom, still this canopy, you don't move. Once it's up, you don't move it. You're allowed to put it up and take it down, even though normally you don't move it around. If you decide on Shabbos you want to take off the canopy, you're allowed. Right? So that can't be a reason for muktzah, because you usually don't move it. Rav Shimon would still hold, even if you usually don't move it, it's still not muktzah. Elom Rabbaya b'shel chulyas. Right, it's talking where it is a menorah that is made of sections that stick together, connected, okay? And we're afraid that, we're afraid that if it'll break, you put it back together again. That's building. Okay, let's see Rashi. Till here. The Atlo Tisbara, the Lelo Svira, the Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Svira, did the Havi Aloha Krab Shimon, Vahinu the Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Aloha Zakrab Yehuda. But he reported that in the Beis Medrash, somebody said, who was Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Aloha Zakrab Shimon. The Atlo Tisbro, Mikmi the Shamasle, the Rav Yitzchak, Lo Havi Yadis, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda. He said, don't you hold that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yehuda, and before they heard this halacha, he didn't know that Rav Yochanan said like Rav Yehuda. So he said, don't you hold that? B'shtei yadayim osu l'tautla. If the menorah can only be carried in two hands, then you're not allowed to carry. Can refer his time l'kamei, the lav l'til tulei avida, the adam kovei l'makam. Like the Gemara explains, because it's so heavy, people don't move it around on Shabbos, they leave it in its place normally, and therefore it becomes muktzah. Rav Yochanan anu ein lanu, shum heter behilchas tiltul neiros. Rav Yochanan said, doesn't make a difference if you can carry it in one hand or two hands, right? You never can move a menorah on Shabbos. Ela b'ner yoshan, k'rebi shimon, d'mater. Right? The only thing that Rav Shimon holds as mutter is an old ner, meaning, what's it called, a earthenware ner. Even if it was used once, he doesn't hold the mutter's machas mias. But a menorah, he holds always as mutter. Hilkach ilav mit Rav Yitzchak lo havi yodanale. Therefore, just on the case of the menorah, I wouldn't know that he holds like Rav Yehuda, because even Rav Shimon holds a menorah as mukta. Right, he holds. Now I know that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yehuda. Right, even in all other muktas, mukmas machmas mias, mukta machmas iser, not only by a menorah, but from the case of menorah, I wouldn't know that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yehuda, because even Rav Shimon holds a menorah as mukta. Mutter lintosa, so Gemara says, can't be for the reason that you don't move it around, because you don't move around the kilos chasonim either, and that's mutter to move around if you decide to do it. The stam kilos chasonim ain lo gag tefach. Usually, the canopies over a bed don't have a roof, right? That's a tefach. Shenaklit in yotzin l'shnei rosh yamita. What happens is you have a bar that goes over the bed that's connected to two uprights on the sides of the bed. The emtza echad lekan echad lekan. The nosen klunosos mizelize. And you put a bar, right, a pole. Right, you have naklitim. Naklitim are like supports, upright supports on the sides of the bed, and a pole goes over that. And over that pole, you drape a canopy. So the canopy is as wide as the pole. It's not a tefach. The hush shofei lekan lekan, and it's it goes on an incline on both sides. The kivin she'eno roch of tefach, since the top doesn't have a width of a tefach, ain't no oil. That's not called an oil. The ain bolo binyan velo stira. There's no inyan of binyan and stira on such a thing. Where it says, Michel Julios, talking a menorah shall prokim. A menorah that is made of parts that are fitted together. Is there a name for something like that? Something that's made out of parts that are fitted together? There's a word for it. Then, you know.
Modular?
What?
Modular?
Modular? Yeah, it could be. That's not the word I was thinking of, but that taka is good. But there, I think there's a more posh of the word, not a modern word for it. Something is made out of parts that's stuck together, and whatever it is.
Sectional.
Sectional? Okay. Shema tipo v'tispar. So what's the problem? We're afraid it may fall. It'll fall apart, the yachziren, and you put it back together. V'nimtza osa kli. You're making a kli. And that, lechora, is osur on Shabbos, which we will see tomorrow whether it's osur or not. And what exactly it's talking about over here and why it's osur, that's the next sugya.